We could see Moorhead, Minnesota, and Fargo, in Dakota Territory, from 10 miles away. The two towns are now connected by a grand railroad and wagon bridge combined, 3,700 feet in length. These two towns are finely situated on the opposite banks of the Red River, and Moorhead is full of life and animation. The Manitoba transfer business done at this point is simply immense. From the 4th of May till the 20th of June 1872, there had been £2,292,250 of freight reshipped at that place for the Manitoba country in British America. The great transfer house there is in charge of our old-time friend, Captain Frank S. Demers, who is one of the few men who could superintend such gigantic operations. He kindly showed us through the transfer house, and many were the curious English novelties we saw, prominent among which were the real old English buggies, with lackey seats in the rear for the accommodation of servants, also all sizes of sleighs of the same style. Among all the foreign novelties bound for Manitoba, we noticed 100 or so crank churns, which bore the stamp of Yankee genius. When the branch railroad, which crosses at Glendon, is completed through to Pembina, all this transfer business will probably be cut off, as the immense freights for that country will be sent through by rail, bypassing Fargo and Moorhead. We were also kindly entertained at Moorhead by our friend W.B. Nichols, of the new newspaper there, the Red River Star, who accompanied us across to Fargo, and showed us the sights. The company have a brickyard in operation, and we visited the artesian well being built by them. It is a slow, expensive job, however, and a mammoth engine is employed in the work of drilling it, beneath an immense tower, which can be seen at a great distance, and resembles a lighthouse. The headquarters hotel building in Fargo, which is a duplicate of the headquarters hotel in Brainerd, is being pushed rapidly to completion. In the meantime, the Northern Pacific Railroad Engineer Corps, and all the headquarters officers of the Dakota Division are in tents, which by themselves, constitute quite a village.